Hey, legends, you know, none of our interviews or episodes ever date, ever. They are all timeless and ready for you for when you're ready to listen. Download the lot and rip in. This episode is proudly presented by Oxworks, Australia's largest family-owned fencing supplier and manufacturer. Your local Oxworks offers an extensive range of top-quality fencing solutions, glass and aluminium pool fencing, genuine colour-bond steel fencing, slat fencing and laser-cut screens, custom architectural panels and gates. They've got it. No matter if you're a DIY enthusiast or the experienced trade customer, Oxworks has you covered. Shop and browse through the hundreds of quality products online at oxworks.com.au. Even better, visit one of their stores in Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, or WA. Thanks, Oxworks, for your awesome support. Weekend Time Legends, thanks for supporting Andy Raymond Unfiltered. If you're a new listener, welcome. If you're a regular listener, welcome back. Dream Team time, and let the arguments continue, because no two sides have been the same. In fact, not even close. And I reckon that's what I love about this. Joining us on this edition, a fellow who played 167 NRL games, 22 of them for the Tigers, 145 for the Bulldogs. In my eyes, just a doggy through and through. Josh Reynolds, how are you, legend?
I'm great, thanks, mate. How are you?
I am well. Retirement, enjoying it so far, or does it suck?
Love it.
Do you really?
It's just, I think I knew I was ready. Mm. I was over in England. And I was considering retirement,
yep.
But then there was just something in me that I just feel I couldn't do it yet. But then the only real team I wanted to come back to, and I'd only come back to the Dogs.
Yeah.
It just made sense.
Yeah.
Obviously the Dogs aren't going as great as they should be.
Yep.
Big club. Last 5 or 6 years, we've really struggled, and even though I wasn't there, it hurts me because, like you just said, I'm a Bulldog through and through. I grew up in Belmore, and yeah, so I hassled Gus. First of all, it was just to get a job.
Yeah.
And then eventually it was like, can I have a training trial? Yeah. And I don't think he wanted to give it to me, to be completely honest. I think he was a bit worried about my body. But look, mate, in the end, come back, and forever grateful for whatever that club done for me throughout my whole career, but just also letting me finish there and closing that little, scratching that little itch I had, I suppose.
Great way to finish, isn't it? Like fairy tale.
It's a bit of a cliche, mate, honestly. Yeah. But it's, honestly, I couldn't have wanted anything more. Just even, you know, it's not just me, it's like my family too. They rode the roller coaster with me the whole time. And, you know, it's nice now. We sit down and we talk about my career sometimes, and we always revert back to the Bulldogs days, the good old days. And and that's, speaking about coming back to the Dogs, back when we had that squad of, you know, we played in those two grand finals and I had that team, it was so family orientated, and my family knew all the families. So we always talk about, you know, how the good old days. And that's where I suppose the club wants to get back to.
Mate, my first interactions with the Dogs was when I was on work experience at Channel 7. It was 1988, 1989. And back then even, there was something different about the Bulldogs culture and the Bulldogs environment and the mateship involved, the family element of the club. It's not just going back a couple of years. This is going back a couple of generations.
Yeah, and do you know the funny thing is, I find if you – it's imprinted there at the Dogs. It's all over the walls. Bullfrog, Peter Moore, it's everywhere. And if you don't want to buy into it, it's not the club for you. And it's why I got a bit upset last year with some comments about, you know, Ciro and stuff.
Yeah.
He was saying it's not for everyone. And you know what? That's fine as well. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. If you don't like buying into something that's been there for decades and you just want to get there and take your paycheck and get out of there, I get it. But at the same time, it's Bulldogs isn't for you, because he's trying to – you know, literally the slogan is unite and inspire, and it's those fans, that they're a different breed, mate, and I love them. You know, I've never ever seen a fan base like them, and he's trying to bring that back. He's trying to bring all the families back. He has family days, and another example is Josh Jackson's coaching the flag now, and he's done a little thing now where you've got to reach out to someone who's been in your position at the Dogs before. Just a little something like that. Wow. I think that's cool, you know, and that's what the club's about. And it just really frustrated me last year, where it's like, oh, you know, is it too hard? No, it's not. This is just the way it is.
Yep.
And this is the way we, you know, It's the way the Dogs brand success.
Yeah.
In 2005 and four, and when the boys were flying, you think they, you know, worried about all this stuff? No, they didn't. They just knuckled down and brought into everything that, you know, the club was about.
Doesn't matter who I speak to, whether it's David Gillespie, Jimmy Lees, Terry Lamb, guys from that era, they say exactly the same thing. It's wonderful how it is ingrained in players. They make young men better young footballers, but they make young men better young men. Anyway, this is the dream team, mate. How did you go coming up with 13? It's not the easiest assignment.
So I was a bit nervous about it, to be honest. But you also said I can sort of come up with any team that I wanted, any type of team.
Any theme. What have you gone with?
Any theme. And you know what, mate? I've been labelled a name a few times in my career, and I bet you can probably say it yourself.
Yeah.
But I've come up with the grubbiest 13 I've ever played against.
I just love this. Absolutely love this. Okay, fullback. Who and why are they grubby?
Just for a bit of disclosure, before I say this, I'm obviously a grub, and I'm a proud grub. So whoever's in this team, take it as a bit of an honour. I actually like the way
it's
you
a wrap.
Play. Yeah,
yeah,
from me. Probably not from everyone else, but from me. So
terrific.
Number one is one of the greatest ever fullbacks, Billy Slater.
Yeah.
Had some tussles with him.
Yeah.
Off the field, great guy, but on the field, just a competitor. And, yeah, he's always in the game. He's
and
always,
respectfully had some grub in him.
And I loved it.
Yeah.
You know, went in a couple of times with the foot.
Yes.
At fullback. But you know what it was? It was a stop a try. Some people see it differently. But, yeah, so he's my number one.
Okay. What about our wingers?
So had a little altercation with my old mate Brent Tate in the Origin Arena.
That's right, yeah.
And, we had some words. It was actually in a little bit in the papers, in the media and everything. But, we were into each other in games. And every time I'd watch him, he'd be niggling and a little bit. But, look, in the end, we actually had a good laugh about it. Mutual friends, Mick Ennis, him and Corey Parker. And eventually we just said, how funny. You know, it's one of those things, right, heat of the moment. Origin series, he's trying to get an edge for them, saying, oh, you know, he should be suspended for that next game. And I remember I was saying to him in the next game, fancy going to the papers and saying that. But no, it was good. But, mate, loved a good competitor. That's the one other only position I couldn't find is another winger.
Okay.
I just don't feel they're in the game enough. But you know what? I'll try and think of one before the end.
Before we finish. Okay, let's rip into the centres.
So I've actually got three centres because I didn't want to make this a crack against Queensland because a lot of my players in here are Queenslanders and I feel if there's any Queensland listeners, mate, they'll be into me. So number one, big Justin Hodges.
Yep.
Has to be up there.
Yep.
He's we had some really good battles in the Origin Arena. He slinged me from one side of ANZ to the other, which was very interesting. And the other one was probably another great Queensland winger in Will Chambers.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Our battles were more in the Melbourne Dog era when we were going against each other a lot. But, mate, I used to love watching him. He just used to bark and bark. And you know what was funny? Even in the back of the end of his career, when he was coming up against some young guys, say like Latrell, he'd still be into him.
Yep.
He probably got dominated in the game, and that's we all do at the back end of our career, but he was still into him, and I sort of love that about him.
That is terrific. Look, the guys that you've mentioned so far, basically it's the grubby 13, but it just means competitor.
Oh, yeah.
And do whatever it takes.
And I feel, mate, that's what I obviously, you know, I don't really care that I get called a grub, but like, you know, the mum doesn't love it. She's like, why do they call you that? But deep down, that's how I explain it to her. I'd say, mum, I'll just compete on everything. Yeah, I give a little slap here, a little shoe throw here and whatever. But look, it's all in good fun and some people don't like that side of it, but I used to love that side of the game.
I'm a massive fan of the shoe throw, the boot throw.
There's a man in here who made it up, I think, so we'll get to him later.
Okay. Who's the third centre? Because we might be able to put him on the wing.
You know what? He can go to the wing because I think he's played wing. It's Joey Leilua.
Yes, sir.
I played with him at Tigers.
Yep.
And, we had a fair combination.
Yeah.
It was a good little grubby combination there. And
batshit crazy.
Oh, mate. Just some of the things, like, he wouldn't care.
Yep.
It's on.
Yeah.
I feel he's a guy, you know, even if you're getting 6 weeks for a punch, he's throwing him.
That's right.
Yeah. And he's in the ring now.
Yeah, he is.
Isn't he?
He's having
fella.
A crack.
Yeah, mate, I had a good relationship with him at the Tigers too, so I really enjoyed our time together.
Okay, let's go into the halves, mate.
Well, mate, I don't know if you can do this, but I have to throw myself in the six.
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah.
Captain coach,
yeah, let's put that down. But the honourable mention, I think Munster.
Yes.
He's into it.
Yeah.
He's in the game. He's always holding people's jerseys, or he's that strong.
Is he really?
Oh, mate, he's not built or anything, but he's like
he's got
really
that long strength.
Strong strength, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, so,
wow.
Yeah, he's an honourable mention. But this bloke played mostly 5'8", but a little bit of 7 as well, so he's going to be my halfback, and it's Jimmy Maloney.
Now coaching up at the Cowboys as an assistant, but another guy that simply didn't take no for an answer.
The shoe thrower. He's the original shoe thrower. He got in trouble for it because he threw one into the crowd. I'm not sure if it was at the Roosters or the Sharks, but, mate, the best thing is he tried to cover it up and he's walked past and just thrown it backwards thinking, like, the 17 Fox cameras aren't going to see
no
it, which is great. Yeah. But, you know what, me and Jimmy didn't have – many tussles tick against each other, but I just used to watch him, mate, and he'd get trampled and scored over by Tom Malolo. But the next one, he's coming out of the line with his little pads and
That's
trying to
right.
whack him, and yeah, just letting him know he's still there. So he gets my 7.
This episode is proudly presented by Oxworks, Australia's largest family-owned fencing supplier and manufacturer. Your local Oxworks offers an extensive range of top-quality fencing solutions, glass and aluminium pool fencing, genuine colour-bond steel fencing, slat fencing and laser-cut screens, custom architectural panels and gates. They've got it. No matter if you're a DIY enthusiast or the experienced trade customer, Oxworks has you covered. Shop and browse through the hundreds of quality products online at oxworks.com.au. Even better, visit one of their stores in Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, or WA. Thanks, Oxworks, for your awesome support.
Welcome back to Andy Raymond Unfiltered. Yes, thanks to Oxworks, bloody legend, Glenn and the team. Check them out online, best in the biz. We're with Josh Reynolds. Nicknamed the Grub, we're doing the Grubby 13. Mate, in all honesty, you've been called worse over the years. Where'd it come from, the nickname? Who started?
Jimmy Dimmick.
It was great, Jimmy.
It was the great man, Jimmy. Yeah. There was a movie that came out, an NRL movie. I can't remember what it was called. I think it was about the Blue Bags, about the Jets.
Is it The Final Winter, maybe?
Might have been.
Yeah.
Han Doe, was he in it?
Yeah.
I think it was that one. So the captain of that team in the movie,
yeah.
I'm not sure who the actor was, but Jimmy just reckoned I looked like him. And then, mate, he was – in the movie, mate, I'm talking back in that, he's eye gouging people, stepping on their fingers, and that was his name in the movie.
There you go.
So, and then that's where it come from. So, look, when I look back, I don't know, because my name before that was Bones.
Yeah.
Because obviously you've seen me, skin and bone, and back in the day I was even skinnier. And then, so I was okay with the Grub because I sort of wanted to get away from that because I'm a bit, you know, I don't like being called a skinny man, so I'm all right with the Grub.
Okay, let's rip into the forwards, mate. Lock, who have you got?
This is quite an easy one for me, big Corey Parker.
Yeah.
But once again, like, I just, you know, the one battle I loved with him was him and Clem. You remember in Origin, him and David Clemmer? They just went after each other. They come out in the same thing in the media and called each other this
that's
and called
right.
each other that. And but just in the just went after him, each other, and I loved it. I just because I remember I was playing with Clem, and I remember saying to him, mate, what's going on? He goes, mate, nah, can't stand him. And I said, why? He goes, he's just a grub. And I'm like, well, have a look in the mirror, big fella. It's you and me. But no, yeah, he's always in amongst it.
Beautiful. What about your second rowers, mate?
One that, you know, people probably have forgotten about a bit because he hasn't been in the game for a long time, but Kenny Edwards.
There you go.
Oh, my
Cramp
God.
Up Kenny.
Cramp up Kenny, that's him. Mate, when we used to play para, I'd honestly, like, so there's a guy in here I'm going to mention, and he's in the team a bit later, Mick Ennis.
Yep.
He would say to me, mate, you've got to concentrate in your game. Don't worry about him today. because he's probably the only guy that could really, really roll me up.
Is that right?
Well, there was just something, and yeah. I feel because he's a big man, yeah. but he wasn't overly big.
No.
He's not like Tony Williams big. So I would always be like, nah, I'm going after this bloke. Mm. But every time I'd try, he'd bump me off.
Yeah.
Pee me off.
Tough as
yeah,
too.
Just, yeah, just he was very – he was good ball player and stuff, yep. and he'd always be into me like – because obviously, like, you know, us little halves, maybe we've got to deal with these big back rollers, yeah. and he'd just come after me and, yeah, and every time I'd watch him, mate, he's always – he's doing something. He's cramping. He's milking. He's yeah. always – but he's, yeah. So he was up there with my top back rowers.
Okay, Kenny Edwards, one back row. What about the other?
Semi Thaiday.
Bingo.
Yeah. And people are going to be like, oh, it's just all Queenslanders, but –
no.
Look, I honestly think, like, that's why they're so good.
Because they don't take no for an
well,
answer.
They don't,
yeah.
they don't care. They walk over that line and it's on. But then you walk off the field and Sammy Thaiday is one of the best blokes you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
Honestly. Same thing as, like, Billy Slater. Look at what he does in the community and stuff. So, yeah, like I said, it's not a bad thing that you're in this team, boys.
Okay. What about your two front rowers?
Very. If you were going up against these blokes in the same team, there'd be dramas, mate. So my number one, easy, is Hargraves.
Yeah.
Just a big bully. He is a bully. Every time when I went through that stage of at Bulldogs and I was playing the 14 role, I reckon he looked at the team sheet and if I was coming off the bench at hooker, he'd lick his lips and just be like, I'm going after this bloke. So, and mate, he's having a fight every week with someone.
Yes.
Doing something crazy. Just outrageous.
Yeah.
He's, he gets spoken about crossing the line a fair bit, but at the same time, he's an enforcer. And his job is to scare people, and I'll tell you what, he scares me. So he's done a good job.
There's still room for it in the game, isn't there? I know you can't, you know, throw punches, but there's still room for that enforcer.
Well, you have to.
Yeah.
Honestly, like front rowers these days, I seen a podcast the other day with Leota and Fisher Harris.
Yep.
And I don't know how they do it, but they're undercover. I'd seen some footage in the grand final of how they were into Reece Walsh and how they were into Payne Haas. They just said, we've got to go after Haas.
Yeah.
That's how we win the GF.
Yeah.
And, mate, didn't they go after him? Like little flicks after and, like, into him. But, mate, they're subtle ones. Enforcers.
Yeah, absolutely. What about your other prop?
Gow. Yeah, he's got to be in there.
Yeah, he does.
Has to be.
You're exactly right. And we know who the hooker is, and I would have guessed the hooker anyway. And in terms of grubby, in terms of annoying people, Michael Ennis is an absolute fucking immortal.
And, mate, I say this to him, and he says, yeah, right. Well, ever since I stopped playing with him, I think I stopped being a grub.
But honestly, was his influence?
Mate.
Yeah.
The way he used to talk to me before games, I'd do anything. Literally.
Right?
Oh, mate, the best speaker, captain I've ever, like, before a game to roll you up, he'd pick people out.
Wow.
And he'd be like, an example, you're going to let Cameron Munster do that to you tonight? Well, if you do, we'll lose. And just like, and then nice. I'm like, well, imagine you, me, 20, 22, 23, going, Mick Ennis is saying that to me.
Yeah.
I'm doing anything.
You're bouncing.
Yeah.
This is the Grubby 13 from the Grub himself. Billy Slater, Brent Tate, Justin Hodges, Will Chambers, Joey Le Lua. Josh is captain coach. Jimmy Maloney, the forward pack, Corey Parker, Kenny Edwards, Sam Thaiday, Jared Rhea Hargraves, Michael Ennis, the immortal, and Paul Gallen. Awesome team. Always good catching up, Grub. Happy birthday for next week. Thanks for dropping in. Keep well.
Thank you, mate.
That's it for another edition of Andy Raymond Unfiltered, the Dream Team series, sponsored by Oxworks. Check them out and support those that support us. And while you're in a good mood, reckon it's time you left that 5-star rating on your podcast app. And if you do, it's my shout at the bar. If you leave a review too, well, you can have me for the night, legend.